AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In the war in the Middle East, Iran has rejected a 45-day ceasefire proposal. It's demanding a permanent end to the war. Ed Donahue reports in response, President Trump has expanded his threat.
President Trump has set a deadline, 8 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, midnight Iran time, for the Strait of Hormuz to be open to all ship traffic.
Where every bridge in Iran will be decimated by 12 o'clock tomorrow night. Where every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again. I mean, complete demolition by 12 o'clock.
Earlier at the White House Easter egg roll, the president said Iran is being decimated.
And they just don't want to say uncle. They don't want to cry as the expression goes, uncle, but they will.
Israel says it attacked the South Pars petrochemical plant in Iran. I'm Ed Donahue.
The president was asked if he was concerned about accusations he'd be committing war crimes with such attacks.
No, not at all. I hope I don't have to do it.
In Ukraine, officials say a Russian drone attack on Odessa heavily damaged an apartment block, killing two women and a toddler. 11 others were hospitalized, including a pregnant woman and two children. The Artemis II astronauts have kicked off their record-breaking trip around the moon, and it's already providing never-before-seen views of the far side. Commander Reid Wiseman on what he's seeing from the Integrity capsule.
And it gives you the best idea of scale we have had yet. The moon is about 3 to 4 times the size of the Earth, and it is almost full, and the Earth is just a small crescent out there. It's magnificent.
Gains for stocks to start the week. The S&P and the Dow each added about 0.4%. The NASDAQ, 0.5. Oil prices were up about 0.8%. AAA puts the nationwide average for a gallon of gas just below $4.12. This is AP News. It's April, and March Madness is coming to a conclusion. Gethin Kolbaugh on where things stand.
UCLA routed South Carolina 79-51 on Sunday to win its first NCAA championship in women's basketball. The near-record lopsided victory completed the Bruins' journey through this year's March Madness that started following a loss to UConn in last season's Final Four. The Bruins ran through their opponents this season with their only loss coming in November. Gabriela Jaquez scored 21 points and Lauren Betts added 14 and 11 rebounds for 37-1 UCLA.
The confidence that we came out with, we just knew we were going to win.
Jaquez played in front of her brother Jaime, who plays for the NBA's Miami Heat, and flew in to watch his alma mater win. Michigan and UConn meet Monday night in the men's title game after Final Four victories over Arizona and Illinois, respectively. I'm Gethin Kolbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.